Storm Lake head football coach Rudy Week joins us right now after his team defeated Cherokee 33-13, never trailed in the game, led 15-6 at the half, ran the ball, stopped the run, did not turn it over, forced three turnovers, all equals a successful night.
Yeah, I mean, the things kind of fell our way tonight. I thought the guys played very hard. We ran the ball well, especially to that right side behind Aaron Ungs and Cale Shannon. The running backs blocked for each other and opened up holes, and our guys really battled back. The defense was stellar at times, and they looked good.
Coach, a very diversified offense tonight. We had a lot of kids carry the football. A lot of different kids chipped in scoring. Chavez, a touchdown run. Dawson Miller had a TD run. Cole Wiegert gets in the end zone. You have a couple touchdown passes from two different quarterbacks. You scored in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what this offense is based on. We definitely don't, we're not the guy that you can watch us on tape and go, hey, we're going to stop Joe. You know, we're going to stop that 32. We're just not that offense. We'll keep you guessing, or we try to at least. We try to keep our guys fresh, get a lot of different guys rotating in, and, we think that gives us an edge.
Nice drive in the final 2 minutes and 23 seconds of the first half. You take advantage of Cherokee's third first half turnover, and Santillan able to boot one through on the final play of that half.
Hey, if there's a kick to make, it was that one. So, Santillan, Sebastian, Seabass, he's a good kicker, man, and I feel for him. Tonight we had some snaps that were off, we had some holds that weren't great, and we had some kicks that weren't great. So we'll get that team figured out, but that was a good drive for us, especially hats off to Jake Heitman to just fill in there. You know, the backup quarterback, who's also your starting receiver, doesn't get very many reps at quarterback. You know, he's working receiver, and we're working to get the sophomore ready to play. So when he has to step up, it was impressive to watch a senior step in there and really be a leader out there. He took about a drive at halftime. He goes, "Don't worry, guys, the jitters are out." You know, he felt comfortable. He was smiling. It was just great to see us battle like that.
Yeah, we gave him the Wells Ag Supply of Fonda Player of the Game. Threw a touchdown pass, caught one. How about the fourth down conversion when you were lined up the punt? And, of course, he started, you know, running laterally. Did he have the option punt run on that play?
Yeah, so we run a rugby punt, and the good thing about Heitman is he's been around the game. He knows it. He's a smart player. We told him if you can get the first, you get the first. But you better get the first. So he ran, and, you know, as soon as, you know, someone on the headset from the box goes, "He's running it." And I said, "Will he get it?" They said, "Yep." And I felt, you know, then it was like, good, I'm glad he did that, you know, but that's just a smart player making a smart play.
Coach, our numbers, 295 yards rushing on 56 attempts. That's more than 5 per pop for us. You held Cherokee to 49 yards on 20 attempts.
Yeah, I love to see that. You know, our linebackers are tough, man. They're fast. They made some mistakes tonight. They got a couple butt chewings. Our D-backs make it hard, too. You know, when we can trust our defensive backs to be such good playmakers, it really lets our linebackers be linebackers. And, you know, I want to see more pass rush. I want to see more defensive line play. And that's all coming along. We feel like we've got a whole stable of guys that are ready to go down there. So
you got to be pleased in the trenches with, let's face it, some new faces down low for your guys up front.
Yeah, you know, on the offensive line, I was really pleased with the right side of the line. The whole game, I thought, you know, Gabe played a good game. He's a sophomore, and Ungs and Cale, they were dominating. We finally just started just running it, giving it behind them just over and over and over again. The left side struggled, especially in the first half. And I challenged them in at halftime, and I said, "Guys, you know, we're not getting it done." And I said, "If I didn't think you'd get it done, I wouldn't call you out. But I know that you can play better than this." And I'll have to see the tape, but it certainly felt better. You know, we had a big run to the left side on a 45 counter. We had a couple other big plays to the left. You know, I think they really started to step it up. People don't understand varsity football until they're out on that field. You know, it seems easy from the stands, and I think that they understood by that second half the amount of effort and the amount of drive and the knowledge they have to play it.
Can you give us an understanding of the injury sustained by Mark Edie in this game?
Yeah, you know, it sounds like it's a concussion. We don't know for sure quite yet, but we aren't taking any chances with a head injury. We'll go through all the proper protocol. We'll take care of that. You know, anytime somebody takes a hit like that and the game stops and he says he has a headache, it's just kind of like, well, we'll check you out next week. You know, and so the goal is to see if he's ready. You know, sometimes a concussion can take a couple days, and he can play Friday. Sometimes it can take a couple weeks, so sometimes longer. So we'll monitor that. We'll be very careful with Mark Edie, and we know that he'll play when ready.
Next week, Alterelia at home, 33-13, final score over Cherokee. Coach Week, thanks for the time. Congrats on the win.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it, Chris.